This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone of city-based gas distribution project at Alipurduar Parade Ground in the Alipurduar's district of West Bengal. The 1,017 crore rupee project will benefit the people of Alipurduar and Cooch Behar districts of West Bengal. Speaking at the event, the Prime Minister said Indian economy is progressing towards a gas-based economy. He said there will be no need of gas cylinder in the households as LPG will be distributed directly to the kitchen through gas distribution pipeline.
आज जब भारत विकसित राष्ट्र की ओर बढ़ रहा है तो बंगाल की भागीदारी अपेक्षित भी है और अनिवार्य भी है। इसी इरादे के साथ केंद्र सरकार यहां लगातार इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर, इनोवेशन और इन्वेस्टमेंट को नई गति दे रही है। बंगाल का विकास भारत के भविष्य की नींव है। हमने इस मंच से अलीपुरद्वार और कुछ बिहार में सिटी गैस डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन प्रोजेक्ट का शुभारंभ किया है।
Earlier, addressing the Sikkim at 50 event virtually today, Prime Minister Modi said Sikkim and the entire Northeast are emerging as a shining chapter in India's progress. The Prime Minister asserted that the centre is fully supporting Sikkim in its growth. He said that Sikkim is to be the global tourist destination. Reaffirming his inclusive development agenda, the Prime Minister said, in 2014, we gave the slogan of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas.
2014 में सरकार में आने के बाद मैंने कहा था सबका साथ सबका विकास भारत को विकसित बनाने के लिए देश का संतुलित विकास बहुत जरूरी है भारत के हर राज्य हर क्षेत्र की अपनी एक खासियत है इसी भावना के तहत बीते दशक में हमारी सरकार नॉर्थ ईस्ट को विकास के केंद्र में लाई है हमें एक्ट ईस्ट के संकल्प पर एक्ट फास्ट की सोच के साथ काम कर रहे हैं
The Prime Minister virtually laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects in Sikkim. The projects include a new 500-bedded district hospital worth over 750 crore rupees in Namchi district and a passenger ropeway at Sangcholing. The Prime Minister will visit Bihar and inaugurate the new terminal building of Patna Airport this evening. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Make in India is an essential component in national security and has played a key role in India's effective action against terrorism during Operation Sindoor. Addressing the CII Annual Business Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Singh said that India has redesigned and redefined both its strategy and response against terrorism. The Defence Minister made it clear that now, whenever there will be talks with Pakistan, it will only be on terrorism and POK. As a demonstration of India's steadfast dedication to eradicating terrorism, the seven multi-party parliamentary delegations are engaged in high-level discussions during their official visits abroad. In Rome, the all-party delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad held a meeting with the President of the Foreign Affairs and Defence Committee of the Senate, Stefania Craxi. Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, who is leading an all-party delegation in Panama today, reaffirmed India's firm stance against terrorism and emphasized that the country will not turn the other cheek and will respond to any further attack. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the way the world looks at India and the role of India in the world is going to change substantially over the next few years. Addressing a special plenary session of CII Summit in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said that India has reached the take-off point in electronics manufacturing. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with modest gains, snapping its two-day losing streak buoyed by late session rally across most sectors, with realty, metal and pharma leading the charge. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex gained 321 points or 0.39% to close at 81,633. The playoffs will begin today at IPL T20 cricket. Tabletopper Punjab Kings will take on second-place Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the first qualifier in Mulanpur this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. The Indian men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty today enter the quarter-finals of the Singapore Open badminton tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.